Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is July 28, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Cable becomes a member of the Boss Association. UK-based financial crime assurance provider Cable has become a member of the Banking as a Service Association to support the future of BOSS banking. MasterCard and Finance Malta to augment Malta's payment ecosystem. MasterCard has partnered with Finance Malta to deliver a comprehensive study with strategic recommendations to develop Malta's fintech ecosystem. Finos forms an open standard project. The US-based Foundation of Open Innovation in Financial Services Finos has announced the formation of an open standard project. Finastra partners with Mix. Financial software applications and marketplaces provider Finastra has announced a partnership with North America-based open finance company MX Technologies. CloudPay selects Nuvei to bring greater speed and agility to its payments. Canada-based fintech Nuvei has partnered with employee pay provider CloudPay to enable the latter's customers to access faster, more flexible payroll solutions. EV partners with Blue to bring Tap to Pay in North America and Europe. Germany-based fintech EV has partnered with US-based fintech Blue to bring Tap to Pay functionality to merchants in North America and Europe. Google, Verve to allow Nigerians to pay with Naira cards on Play Store. Multinational technology company Google has partnered with Africa-based card scheme Verve to allow Nigerians to pay with Naira cards on Play Store. Upgrade acquires Uplift for US$100 MLN in cash and stock. Fintech company offering credit, mobile banking, and payment products Upgrade has announced the acquisition of Uplift, a buy now, pay later, BNPL, provider for travel. Molly and Klaviyo enable personalized marketing automation for merchants. Marketing platform Klaviyo has gained access to Molly's set of APIs and transaction and order data to allow its customers to personalize and automate communications with consumers. The SEC adopts new rules. US-based government oversight agency SEC has adopted new rules on cybersecurity, strategy, governance, and incident disclosure by public companies. Ramp expands into Brazil to support crypto adoption. UK-based crypto payments company Ramp has created a local entity in Brazil to provide Latin American consumers with easy access to crypto. Italian Central Bank supports a DeFi tokenization project. The Milano Hub Innovation Center created by the Bank of Italy has announced its support for a DeFi tokenization project developed by CEDIF Advisory. Goldman seeks way out of Apple Card partnership, report. As Goldman Sachs reportedly seeks to exit as credit card deal with Apple, it has emerged that the bank's underwriting system initially rejected Tim Cook's card application. FedNow will be a large accelerant for fintech, Plaid CEO. FedNow, the Federal Reserve's new payment system that was launched last week, is predicted to bolster growth for the U.S. fintech sector according to Plaid CEO Zach Perret. FS Giants team on open standards project for common cloud controls. The Fintech Open Source Foundation, Finos, is forming an open standard project to describe consistent controls for compliant public cloud deployments in the financial services sector. eToro achieves registration as virtual asset exchange from Bank of Spain. The Bank of Spain has approved the registration of eToro as a service provider of exchange of virtual currency for fiat currency and electronic wallet custody services. How cryptocurrency is reshaping the global trade landscape. Once considered a fringe asset, cryptocurrency is now at the forefront of global economic conversations. UK and Singapore further sustainable finance and fintech cooperation. HM Treasury and the Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS, have held the UK-Singapore Financial Dialogue to identify collaboration opportunities in sustainable finance and fintech. Getir ends its operations in Italy, Spain, and Portugal. Turkey-based food delivery platform, Getir has announced it has decided to end operations in Italy, Spain, and Portugal, stating that it is finalizing its funding round. Checkbook integrates Zelle to extend payment options. US-based all-in-one push payments platform Checkbook has integrated a new payout option with US-based digital payments network Zelle. Alchemy Pay partners with Checkout.com. Singapore-based fiat crypto payment gateway Alchemy Pay has partnered with UK-based payment solutions provider Checkout.com. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.